Well, before we begin looking at our study,
我们没有开始我们的查考之前呢,
I want us to look at two passages.
我要看两段经文
that are very, very important. The first one is in Luke 18.
第一段是在路加十八章，很重要的两段经文。
Some questions came up during the after the last meeting.
上一堂课之后呢，有人问了一些问题啊。
So I want us to look at them. First of all, Luke 18.
好，首先路加十八章，我们要回答问题。
Let's begin in 18.
我们看十八节。
A ruler questioned him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good?" No one is good except God alone.
有个官问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”耶稣回答说：“你为什么称我良善？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。”
Now, how do we interpret this?
我们怎么回答这一段经文？怎么解释？
There are some cults that say this is proof that Jesus is not God.
你看没有？有一些异端说这证明了耶稣不是神了。
Now, the first thing we must do is believe in the inspiration of the scriptures.
首先我们要相信圣经是神所默示的。
If the scriptures are true,
如果圣经是真的,
then there's no contradiction in them.
那么圣经里头不可能有自相矛盾的东西。
In other places of the scriptures, what does it say about Jesus?
在圣经别处地方怎么论到耶稣的?
He was like us in all ways.
他在凡事都像我们一样，像人一样。
But without sin,
他除了罪以外，他没有犯罪，其他他跟我们人都一样。
Peter talks about him being a lamb without spot or blemish.
彼得讲论到耶稣是无瑕疵的神的羔羊。
Jesus looked at his enemies and said, "Which one of you convicts me of sin?"
耶稣看着他的仇敌说：“你们当中谁能够指出我的罪来？”
So now we have to.Look at the scriptures.
所以我们必须读圣经咯。
We know that this cannot be saying that Jesus is not good.
我们知道这段经文的意思不是说，耶稣否定自己的良善。
Because there are so many passages that say that Jesus was perfect.
因为很多的经文都说耶稣是完美的，没有罪的。
Now there's a principle of Bible interpretation that's very important.
解经有一个非常重要的原则。
We always interpret the passages that are not clear.
我们 okay, finish it.
With passages that are easily understood.
我们要按着那清楚明白的经文来解释那些不太清楚的经文。
And we never build a doctrine based upon one unclear verse.
我们不能够按着根据一段不清楚的经文来建立一个教义。
Now, in other places, the Bible said that Jesus is morally perfect.
在其他经文，圣经讲到耶稣的道德是十全十美的。
So, what is he saying here?
是这里耶稣在讲什么呢
？First of all, look at verse 18.
好，首先看十八节啊。
A ruler questioned him, saying, "What?"
一个官问耶稣说，说什么
？What did he call him?
他叫他什么？称他为什么
？Good teacher.
良善的夫子。
Also, the ruler is saying, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
而且这个官说，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？我该做什么
？Now look down at verse 20.
再看二十节啊。
Jesus said, "You know the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother."
耶稣说，诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，要孝敬父母等等。
Now, what does the ruler say?
这官在说什么呢
？All these things I have kept from my youth.
他说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Now look what he's saying.
你看他说什么呢
？I've kept all of these.
我已经遵守这一切的诫命了。
Perfectly.
我十全十美，万无一失。
Now, would you say that he had a right perspective of himself?
你说他对自己的认识正确吗
？No.
不正确。
He thought he was perfect.
他以为他十全十美。
He thought he was without sin.
他以为他没有罪。
So he thought men are good enough to earn salvation.
他以为人够良善，能够靠自己的善行赢得救恩。
Now, if you're a Christian, you know that's not true.
如果你是基督徒，你知道这说的不对，对不对
？So now let's put it all together.
好，我们现在把它们总整理一下。
This man thinks he's good enough to go to heaven.
这个人认为自己够良善了，可以进天国了。
And this man refers to Jesus as just another good teacher.
所以这个人称耶稣为 另一个良善的夫子，良善的教师而已。
Now this young man considered himself a teacher.
哦，这个少年官认为自己也是一个教师。
A good teacher.
一个良善的夫子。
And he thinks Jesus is just another good teacher.
他以为耶稣是另一个良善的夫子，跟他一样。
So now what is Jesus saying?
所以耶稣在说什么？
This young man comes to him and says, good teacher.
这少年人来讲，哎，良善的父子啊，老师。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我该做什么才能够承受永生呢？
Jesus looks at him and basically says this.
耶稣看着他，基本上说，
If I'm just a teacher,
如果我仅仅是一个父子，
If I'm just a man,
如果仅仅是个人而已的话，
I'm not good.
我就不是良善的。
Don't come to me with that kind of language.
不要说这样的话，对我说这样的话。
There's no man good.
没有人是良善的。
And you're not good.
你也不是个良善的人。
That's all that he's saying. Do you see that?
这是耶稣所说的话，对不对？
He's not denying that he is God.
他耶稣不是在否定自己的神性。
He's not denying he's good.
他也不是在否定自己的良善。
Because that would contradict other things he said.
因为如果这样的话，那会。就会跟他所说的一切话矛盾。
In one sense, he's doing what Proverbs says.
从一个角度，耶稣是照着箴言在说的。
He's answering a fool according to his folly.
他是按着愚昧人的愚昧在回答他。
This young man thinks he's good.
这年轻人以为他自己良善。
And Jesus proves to him he's not.
是耶稣向他证明你不良善，你自以为是。
Now, another thing that's very important here.
好，还有一件很重要的事啊。
Some people will say, cults will say, this proves Jesus is not God.
有一些异端会说，你看，这个证明了这耶稣不是神啦。
But the same cult will believe that Jesus died on a cross for our sins.
但是同样的这一个异端也相信耶稣在十字架为我们的罪死了。
And there's a contradiction.
这里又是一个自相矛盾。
If Jesus is not good,
如果耶稣不是良善的，
he's a sinner.
他就是个罪人了。
And if he's a sinner,
如果耶稣是个罪人的话，
his sacrifice would not be acceptable for our sins.
那么他在实际上的像献祭就不能够赎我们的罪了。
So we take the scriptures that are very clear.
所以我们要拿清楚的经文。
And we also interpret a text in its context.
而且要照着这段经文的上下前后文来解释的。
See, if you just look at verse 19,
如果你只看十九节啊，
it's hard to understand.
你看不明白。
But if you look at verse 18 and 20 and 21,
但你看十八节、二十节、二十一节，你看上下文的话，
it starts making sense.
哎，那就迎刃而解了，问题就迎刃而解。
All right, now let's go to John 14:25.
我们再看约翰福音十四章二十五节。
I'm sorry. Let me see. John 14:28. I'm sorry.
对不起，二十八节啊，二十八节。
You heard that I said to you, I go away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
你们听见我对你们说了，我还去，我去，还要到你们这里来。你们若爱我，因我到我父那儿去，就必喜乐，因为我父比我大的。
So someone says, look there.
有人说，哎，你看，你看。
Jesus himself said that the Father's greater than him.
耶稣自己说的，父比他还大。
Okay, but Jesus also said, I and the Father am one.
那耶稣也说了，我与父原为一。第十章。
And when the Pharisees picked up stones and said, you're making yourself equal with God, Jesus did not disagree with them.
当法利赛人跟犹太人拿起石头要扔耶稣说你在亵渎神你把自己与神同等耶稣没有否认
And Philippians chapter 2
在腓立比书第二章
says that he is in the, was in the form of God and equal with God
他本有神的形象而且是与神同等不以与神同等为强夺的
So is there a contradiction?
有没有矛盾呢这里
If we believe the Bible's inspired,
如果我们相信圣经神所默示的
we know there's no contradiction.
我们知道圣经一定没有矛盾。
So here's what we have.
哦，这里我们看到
Jesus said that he was one with the Father.
耶稣说他与父原为一。
Jesus said he was equal with the Father.
耶稣又说我与父同等。
And Paul said he was equal with the Father, that Jesus was equal with the Father.
保罗也说了基督与父是同等的。
But now Jesus says the Father's greater than I.
那这里耶稣又说了父是比我大的。
So what do we do?
那我们该怎么办？
Alright, let's go to Philippians.
我们再看腓立比书啊。
Where it says that Jesus is equal with the Father.
这里说到耶稣与父是同等的。
Chapter 2,
第二章,
verse 5,
第五节,
have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus,
你们当以基督的心为心,
who although he existed in the form of God,
他本有神的形象,
so he was in the form of God,
他有神的形象,
he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped,
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He's in the form of God.
他有神的形象。
He's equal with God.
他与父同等。
And he sits there in the full majesty and glory of God in heaven.
他在天上坐在宝座上，满有荣耀，是神的本性的丰富的荣耀。
But what does Paul say?
但保罗怎么说？
He didn't just grab a hold of it.
他没有抓住他的地位。
He did not regard equality with God a thing that he would grab a hold of.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺，没有紧紧抓住不放。
But when he became a man,
但是当他降世为人的时候，
what did he do?
他做什么呢？
Verse 7,
第七节，
he emptied himself,
他反倒虚己，
taking the form of what?
取了什么？
A servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
A servant of whom?
谁的奴仆啊？
A servant of God.
是神的奴仆。
Now, when it says he emptied himself,
这里讲到他虚己啊。
It does not mean that he stopped being God.
虚己的意思不是说他不再做神了，不。
It means that he let go of all the glory and the honor and the position that was his.
乃是说他放掉了他的荣耀，他的地位。
Though he was, the Bible says, though he was rich,
圣经说他虽然富足，
he made himself poor,
但为我们缘故成为贫穷。
Though he was king,
虽然他是王，
he made himself a servant of all,
但是他愿意成为众人的仆人。
Though he was equal with God,
虽然他与父神同等，
he took on flesh and became a man,
他穿上人的样式，
and became the servant of God,
他成为神的仆人，
in order to save us,
好拯救世人。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
So it doesn't mean he wasn't God.
这意思不是说他不是神。
He was the fullness of God.
他是神的荣耀。
He was equal with God in essence.
他的本质与神完全同
等。But in order to save us, he became the servant of God.
但为了拯救我们，他愿意成为父神的仆人。
In the flesh of man.
他穿上人的肉身。
In order to live the perfect life Adam could not live.
好叫他能够活出那亚当办不到的一个完美的生活。
And to die in the place of God's people.
而且为神的百姓而死。
Then what did he say?
然后他说什么呢？
Even when he was on earth.
当他在世上的时候他说什么？
That he longed to return to his father.
他想要回到他父那里。
He even wanted his disciples to see him with the glory that he had with the Father before the foundation of the world.
他愿意他的门徒能够看到他在创世之前就与父同在所有的那个荣耀。
And what does Paul tell us here?
这里保罗告诉我们什么？
Verse 8.
第八节。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this reason, God highly exalted him.
所以神就将他升为至高。
And bestowed on him a name that is above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
So what's happened?
哦，这里发生什么呢？
Just what Jesus said.
正如耶稣说的。
He longed to return to his father.
他想要回到父那儿去。
And to the glory that was his.
他想要回到他本有的荣耀那里。
And he did so.
他的确回去了。
While he was on this earth.
当他在世上的时候。
He was the father's servant.
他是父的奴仆。
He was the perfectly obedient man.
他是那完全顺服的人。
That's all that's being said there.
这里就是所教导的。
That's all.
仅此而已。
You see, if you take one verse out,
你知道，如果你把一段经文拿出来断章取义，
and you don't look at all the other verses around,
你不看其他上下周围的经文的话，
you can get in a lot of trouble.
你可能会进入很多麻烦啊。
But when you look at the whole picture,
但是如果你看整幅图画，
you see something beautiful.
你会看到一幅美丽的图画。
He humbled himself.
他自己卑微。
You know the text that says the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
你知道那段经文讲到人子没有枕头的地方。
Now, most people have thought, well, a lot of people have thought that when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, he's humbling himself.
很多人以为当耶稣说我是人子的时候，他在自我降卑啊。
That he says, I'm just the Son of Man.
他说，哎呀，我不过是人子而已。
And it's a term of humility.
这是一个很谦卑的自称啊。
That's not true.
其实不是。
It's a term of exaltation.
其实人子是一个高举的名词。
And you say, well, what do you mean?
你说什么意思啊？
Go to the book of Daniel.
你看看但以理书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
The book of Daniel, chapter 7.
但以理书第七章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
And I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming, and he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
十三节，我在夜间的异象中观看，有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，又得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去；他的国必不坏败坏。
Jesus is saying this.
耶稣在说。
Right now in my incarnation,
现在在我的道成肉身的情况里，
as I walk on this earth,
当我活在世上行走的时候，
yes, it's true,
是没有错啊。
I have no place to lay my head,
我没有枕头的地方，
I have nothing,
我一无所有。
But don't you forget it,
但不要忘了哦。
I am the Son of Man.
我是那一位人子。
I am the one who comes in glory.
我将在荣耀中降临。
I am the one who receives all authority over all things.
我将要得到一切的权柄，管理万有。
You see that?
看到没有？
Well, that's what's going on.
这是发生的事情。
Let's go to our study now.
好，我们再回到今天的查考。
And we are going to look at some of the things that I talked about.
我们要看看我们刚刚所讲的一些道理。
Even though the Father, Son, and Spirit are equal,
尽管圣父、圣子、圣灵都是同等的。
They carry out different. They have different offices and different functions within the Trinity.
他们在三位一体当中有不同的功用，有不同的地位。
First of all, the Father is the invisible God who no man has seen.
首先，父是那位看不见的神，是没有人能够见过的那位父神。
John 1:18.
约翰福音一章十八节。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人见过神，唯有在父怀里独生子将他显明出来。
So there we have God the Father.
所以这里我们看到父神。
The fountain of all things.
他是一切的源头。
From whom all things come.
从他一切的祝福都涌出。
The invisible God who no man has seen.
他是那人看不见的那位看不见的神。
But he has revealed himself through God the Son.
但是他借着圣子表明了自己。
John 1:1.
约翰福音一章一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And then verse 14.
还有十四节。
And the Word became flesh.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
And we saw his glory.
充充满满的有荣光，
有真理。Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Then look at John 14:9.
再看 第十四章约翰福音第九节。
Jesus is talking to Philip.
耶稣在对腓力说话。
And Philip had said to him, "Show us the Father."
腓力对他说，主啊，将父显给我们看就知足了。
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说，
"Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip?"
腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你们还不认识我吗？
He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Dear believer,
亲爱的信徒，
do you see how blasphemous this is?
你看到这是何等的亵渎啊！
If Jesus is not God,
如果他不是神的话，这是何等亵渎啊！
He's blaspheming.
他在亵渎啊！
He says, whoever has seen me,
他说看见我的，
has seen the Father.
就看见了父了。
No man can say that.
没人敢说这样的话。
No angel can say that.
也没有天使敢说这样的话。
Only God can say that.
唯独神能说这样的话。
So Jesus is the one, he's the Son of God who reveals to us who God is.
耶稣就是神的儿子，把那看不见的父神向我们显明出来。
And then the Spirit is God indwelling the believer.
而圣灵呢，是神自己住在信徒里面。
Romans 8:9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
然而你不是属肉体的，乃是属圣灵的。
If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you.
如果神的灵住在你们里面。
But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ.
若有人没有基督的灵。
He does not belong to him.
他就不是属基督的。
The Father and the Son dwell in the believer through the Spirit of the living God.
圣父、圣子借着圣灵，神的永活的灵住在信徒里面。
John 14:16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
He says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper."
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Now this word another,
好，另一位啊，另外一位
has the idea of one like me.
意思就是另外一个像我一样的这一位。
It's not the Son.
这不是圣子哦。
It's the Spirit.
乃是圣灵。
But this Spirit is not less than the Son.
但是圣灵并不亚于圣子。
Says, I will give you another Helper.
我会求给你们另一位保惠师，
that he may be with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同在。
That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive.
就是真理的灵，是世人不能接受的。
Because it not does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要住在你们里面。
And then in John 14:23.
然后十四章的二三节。
Jesus answered and said to him,
耶稣回答说，
If anyone loves me,
人若爱我，
he will keep my word,
就必遵守我的命，我的道，
and my Father will love him,
我的父也必爱他，
and we will come to him,
并且我们要到他那里去，
and make our abode with him,
与他同住。
Now how does the Father and the Son make their abode with us?
圣父跟圣子如何与我们同住呢？
Through the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
And so you see, our salvation is a work of the Trinity.
你看没有，我们的救恩是圣父、圣子三位一体神所成就的。
Now, what I want to do tomorrow is I want to give a summary of what all this means.
明天我要做的呢，就是要总结。
And then we're going to talk about its implications.
然后告诉我们这三位一体的神对我们的应用是什么。
I don't want to start it right now tonight.
我今天晚上不想开始啊。
Because you're tired.
因为你很累了。
And it'll last another hour and a half.
我要讲的话还会讲一个半钟头，你受不了。
And I want to show you mercy.
我要怜悯你们。
And so tomorrow, that's what we will look at.
明天我们要看这些应用。
These some summary ideas about the Trinity.
就是三位一体的一些总结的应用。
And I'm going to show you how to be careful of errors.
然后我要告诉你怎么样谨慎一些错误的教导。
And dangerous beliefs that can hurt you.
这些危险的教义会影响你，伤害你的教义，要谨慎。
So let's pray.
好，我们祷告。